Achronim to get a better understanding of the sugya. The Gemara tells us, the Masechtas Kedishin Daf Nin Tes, a story. The story tells us that Rav Gidl have a mahapach by he ara. Rav Gidl was mahapach. He was searching to purchase a piece of land. Uzla Rababa Zavna. Rababa came along, and what did Rababa do? He purchased the piece of land that Rav Gidl himself was looking for. That's why I want to go through the Rishonim Achronim on the sugya. So Rav Gidl is searching for a piece of land, comes along Rababa. Rababa comes and he purchases the piece of land. Uzal Rav Gidl Kabbal Rav Zeir. So Rav Gidl goes and he files a complaint with the Rebbe. He goes to his Rebbe and he says, you know, your Talmud went, I was about to purchase a piece of property, and he went and he took the piece of property away. Uzal Rav Zeir, the Kabbal Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rav Zeir went and he complained to his Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Omalei, he says to him, Hamtam Atshayala Tzlani L'Regel. Just wait when he comes up for Yontif, and they'll give him a psak then. He's salik ashkechei, so he comes up to Yontif, he comes up to the Rebbe. Omalei, so he asks him a kasha. What's the kasha? He asks him, Oni mahapach becharura, if you have a poor man that is mahapach becharura, he's searching in the garbage for a cookie that's hefka, and what happens, somebody else comes and he takes it away. My, what's the alucha? Omalei nikarusha. He says to him, if you go and you take away something that another person was trying to purchase, you call the Rusha. So the Rebbe says to him, Ve'elamar, my tama uvatochi. If that's the case, that he's called a Rusha, why would you have done that in the first place? Omalei, lehavi yadana. He said, I had no idea. Good morning. I had no idea that he was trying to do this. I didn't realize that he was trying to purchase this house, and therefore when I went and I purchased purchased the house, I bought it not knowing that anybody was trying to purchase it. Okay, so what does he say to him? Hashtanam anaisva nile. So he says, right now, why don't you go and transfer it? Amalei zevini loy mesavini lo. It's interesting. I'm not going to go into this, but you should learn this line well. He says, I refuse to sell it to him. Why do I refuse to sell it to him? Why? It's the first piece of property I've bought. Veloy mesamna milsa. It's not a good simon to sell the first piece of property that a person purchases. Just as an aside, it's kedai to look into this. Why is it that people don't have the sakpuda not to sell off the first piece of land that they've ever purchased?
Is it a chutz or an
eretz? This story is a pashtun chitz loretz. So iboya b'matuna nishkeleis. So he says, one second, he says, you know what? I was talking, he was mapach b'charura. I went and I took a piece of land that really another person was trying to purchase. It's not a very fine thing to do. I shouldn't have done it. You know what? I'm asking, I'll give it to him as a gift. Rav Gidl said, no, I refuse to take it because Sonim Atunas Yechye, I don't want any presents from another person. Rav Abba Leinuchas Lo, Mishim Dehovach Be Rav Gidl. Rav Abba refused to go into that piece of land because Rav Gidl went and he was mahapach with it. So the Gemara says, what happened at the end? It turned into Ara Derabonon. They went and they made a yeshiva out of it, a koil out of it, and they sat and learned in that piece of property. So the tzedukah was the one that was matzliach from the whole story. So let's just analyze the story from a moment. One thing we do see in this Gemara, that there was one amoyer that was looking to purchase a piece of land. He went and he had a deal to buy that land. Came along another amoyer, and what did he do? He went and he actually purchased it. It was a tana on the second amoyer that he went and he picked up
you
this.
These
are all great questions, which we are about. Rashi, Toisvis, Rishonim, we're about to discuss these questions very well. What does it mean he had a deal? And he was about to purchase it. Comes along the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, this concept is called Uni Mahapach Becharura, and since it's Uni Mahapach Becharura, it's Nikrarusha. If a person tries to take away a piece of land that belongs to another person, he's called a Rusha, and therefore you shouldn't take it. So Rashi, on the Sugi here, Rashi says, on Uni Mahapach Becharura, Machser acharel liskes bom and ahefka. Rashi focuses that only mapucharur means that he tries to take something from a hefka. Or he wants it as a gift. Very important to Rashi. Rashi says, what is onimah b'charur? That you intended to pick something up, either mena hefka, or you were going to get a free matunah. And why is it nikra rusha, Rashi says? Sheyoyrid l'chaye chaveroi. Now, if you listen to Rashi very well, Rashi seems to have conflated two different concepts. Because yoyrid l'chaye chaveroi is usually a term that is referred to in a business sense, when it comes to Hasugas Gevil, when it comes to competition, right? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, right? Vel Eches Re'ei Loitime, it's a Gemara in Perek HaNesurafim. Ze HaYoyrid L'Nichsei Chaveiro. If you remember, we once had a beautiful achievement in the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer spoke about that when a person is Masa Gevil, we had the Ramon Kifnei Nvuf said the same thing. When you go and you take away a person's business, then you are Yoyrid L'Nichsei Chaveiro. Rashi throws in both of those concepts. Comes along Tosfos.
I understand. The Gemara is saying right here that he refused it with the same matonis.
Right.
So if he's going to be Mizaka from Hefka, that's good. That's better than the same.
He didn't. No, that's one thing. Again, the story in the Gemara was a story that he didn't know. He went and he took away the piece of property that another person was about to purchase, and he didn't know that he didn't know that somebody else was trying to purchase it. But we now have to, and this story has in it a lot of Pnim Mashiras Hadin, because he didn't want to go and take it as a gift, and he didn't want to live in it, which also seems to be Pnim Mashiras Hadin.
You're just saying it means he wants to be zeichet from Hefker.
Yeah, so the Mahabach Bacharur, that's the interesting part of Rashi. Rashi throughout Mahabach Bacharur is Hefka or Matuna. Let's wait till we see Tosfos. Let's see Tosfos's view on Rashi, and then we're gonna we'll take it from there. So that was Rashi says it's Hefka and Matuna. Rabbi said comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says I have a very big problem with the way Rashi learned the sugya. And Tosfos quotes a very famous Gemara in Masechtes, in Perik Shnayim Oichsen, in Masechtes Bava Metzia. What does the Gemara tells us? The following story. The Gemara tells us a story. Ru'e es ha-metzia, v'nufel loy aleha, oy shepirish talisoy aleha. I'm walking down the street one day, and I see somebody lost a beautiful watch. There's no simin, let's call it Ir Sherubay Goyim, whatever the case is. I'm allowed to go and pick up that watch. It's very valuable. I see a diamond on the street. I'm allowed to pick up the diamond and keep it for myself. What happens? As I'm there and I'm sort of zoning in on my territory and I already spread my coat out over it, what happens? Another person comes right under my feet, and what does he do? He chaps it, right? He goes and he grabs it. And now he takes it for him. This concept is called what? Ru es hametzia v'nufel aleha. There's no. It's fine.
You don't get it. The guy who fell.
I saw the metzia right there. Only ma'apcharur dafyaynu. We're going through the Gemara with the Rishonim. Okay. So the Tosfos has the following question on the sugya. Tosfos says, I see a diamond in the street. I'm about to pick it up. Remember, Rashi learned that Oni Mapa B'charora was Hefker and Metziah. And what do? I'm about to pick it up. You're quicker than me. You come right behind me. You grab it. You take it. What's the aloha? The Gemara says it belongs to the person that picked it up. Frek Tosfos, if Rashi was correct, that only Mahapach Becharura. Let's understand Tosfos' kasha very well. If Rashi was correct that only Mahapach Becharura refers to Metzia and Matana, why didn't the Gemara above Metzia say that is the classic case of only Mahapach Becharura? That's the question that Tosfos asks. Tosfos also says, we have another sugya, a Mishnah Masechtas Peya. Mishalikat mixes hapei pirish talisilera mavirin oisei meno v'amai onim hapa b'charora. Oni goes out into the field and he sees there's a corner of this peya and he's collecting it one by one. Remember hefke maton according to Rashi, and suddenly what happens? The next person shows up, and what does the next person do? He says, "Excuse me, that doesn't all belong to you. I'm allowed to share in that peya." The second oni says. So comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, according to Rashi, why doesn't he say, no, this is my corner, I found it, this belongs to me. Emphit Tosfos, everybody say, very, very important Tosfos, And you have to hear these words very well, because if you learn the sugya and you didn't learn this taisvis, then you don't really have even a direction of where to take the sugya halacha lemaisa. Okay? And the reason this is so important is because the Rama brings this as a yesh oimim in Shulchan Aruch, even though the Mechaba Paskins like Rashi, the Rama brings this, and it's going to change the whole dynamic of the sugya. Emphatosvis, oimim Rabbeinu Tam, the issa de mahapach, the nokat hocha lo shayach, eladavke kesheroitze ha'oni lahaviach bischiris. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. He says, oni mahapach is only when the person wants to do business. Oy, kesheroitze liknes dova achar, v'chaveri magdim v'koina. So I'm trying to do business, and another person tries to chop away the account. V'havadumya d'Rav Gidl. Now that's the same case as Rav Gidl, because what happened by Rav Gidl? A person is trying. Rav Gidl was trying to buy a piece of property. It's a business deal. Rabbi said these next five words are the whole sugya according to Tosfos. That's why it's called a rasha. Ki lama machse al zois shetorach boy chaveroi. Why do you have to go and do business with what your friend worked hard to obtain already? Go do business elsewhere. There's a whole big world of doing business. Why do you punk need to take the business that the other guy worked so hard to obtain?
Because he's doing well.
1 second. If it's like Rashi's case, that the charora that the poor man found was hefka, leke isser, there's no isser anymore. Why? Because if you're not going to steal this bit of business that the person got, you won't find it elsewhere. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, Rashi wanted a taina that when do you say oni mapa b'charora is only something which you say by a case of hefker and matana. Tosfos says just the opposite. Punkt verkehrt. You know when you say oni mapa b'charora? You say oni mapa b'charora when it's something which I can go elsewhere and get the same thing. I can get the same account. You went and you worked very hard and you finally found got a person's account to provide him insurance. So what do? After you have an understanding with that person, I go after the same person to get that insurance account for myself. Tosfos says, that's Olim HaBacharora. But if you walk down the street and you found something, and there's a diamond there, it's worth $10,000, and if I'm not going to go and chop that away from you, can I go elsewhere to get that same $10,000? No. Absolutely not. Tosfos says, no, that's not Olim HaBacharora. Olim HaBacharora is only when... Now, the doctor pointed out something very interesting this morning, which the Achroinim actually, right? Very important concept in the Achroinim.
According to Tosfos, shouldn't it make a difference whether the second person knows that the first person...
I'm not up to that yet. I'm going to get to that soon. That's a true of Ramosh in the Aruch HaShulchan. If it makes an afkemina, if when you steal the item from the other person, you chap that there was another person doing it already or not, that's already... I'm not up to that yet.
Where in Hefkamatana or in
Wherever you'll say, Onim Abba Bacharora, would it be relevant if you chap that you were stealing that stuff?
Falling on it and you hop it over him, then you see
good. Let's set all that aside. I don't want to discuss that yet, but I want to just first go to the point that the doctor made, which is a very important point. What do you see here from Tosfos? You see from Tosfos very different than the pushed away you learned the sugi and Rashi. You see here that the concept of Oni Mahapach is, as Tosfos says, Mala Lutroyach B'Masha Torah Chaveri. What do you have to go and take away the item that somebody worked so hard to obtain? Rather than taking away the item that the other person worked hard to obtain, what should you do? You should rather go and take your own item, right? That would be so much preferable to go and take your own item. But if it's something which you can't find elsewhere, like Hefke and Matana, Tosfos said it doesn't exist. So the doctor pointed out that many Paiskim write that when you have something which is unique, which means I go and I find, I go into a store, let's say we gave the example of watches, let's continue with watches. I go into a store and I find a person to sell to me a beautiful watch, but it's an antique watch. You can't find, there's no second of this watch. It doesn't exist.
But thank you for me.
Yeah, but a specific model, you can't find it a second time. So now, it's unique. What do? I go and I know you have a deal already. There's no Kenyan, but you have an understanding to purchase it. Now I come in and what do? I go and I buy that watch. Now why do I buy that watch? Because it's not like I can go elsewhere and find it Tosfos said the argument is go do it elsewhere. I can't do it elsewhere. So the Achronim say that that has the same din of what Tosfos pointed out. That's called Hefka and Metzia. And since that has the same din of Hefka and Metzia, you would not be allowed to chap away that bit of business. Okay, very, very good point. Now that's the concept on its surface. And if you learn the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Lamed Zayin, I want to read to you what the Mechaba says. The Mechaba, the Ramah Paskins like Tosfos, Hamachzach Adov LeKnoisay LeSachroi Ben Kaka Ben Metaltalin. Person who's looking to purchase something, doesn't matter if it's karka, doesn't matter if it's metaltalin, and what happens? Somebody else comes, and what does he do? He buys it. Nikra Rasha, he's called a Rasha. How about I'm trying to get a job by another person? The Yesh Oimrim, the Mechaber brings a Yesh Oimrim. This is the Tosis we just learned. Shimbo Liskos Behefka, if I'm trying to acquire from Hefka. Oimakabal Matonamai Achibacha, Vekodmai, Einoi Nikra Rasha. You're not called a Rasha if the item I'm getting is a Matana, or the item I'm getting is a Hefka. Those two are not Matana, right? But he says, Kivin Shein Dova Hamotziloi Bemokamacha. Fine, very good. So that's the sheet of Tosfos. The Mechaba says V'yesh Oimim Deloy Shno Hagod. The Ramah says V'sfori Shayin Nira Ika. We paskin like the Ramah says. To me, it seems that the Sfori Shayna is Ika, which means that the Ramah is going like the first shita in the Mechaba, and the Yesh Oimim in the Mechaba. The Yesh Oimim Mechaba says that is enough gemina that by Hefka and Metzia or something unique like the Achronim say, there is no concept of Onim Hap Becharora. Now, one
even if I gave a deposit.
Well, one second.
No Kenyan by deposit.
I didn't discuss at all yet one concept, and that concept is, and I threw out the words very loosely. I didn't even discuss this yet. In order for there to be an is of Onim Hap Becharora, there has to be a deal. What's called before a kinyan, there has to be a deal. That's what the post can refer to, and I didn't get to it yet. There has to be psikas domim, Tosfos says. There has to be that there's an agreed upon deal amongst the two of them. And if you don't have psikas domim, this morning we went through a tshuva for a Moshe with the oil, and we went through about if a person is in a situation where a person has a shidduch, that a person is about to do a shidduch, and another person decides that he wants to become engaged dafka to that woman who is about to enter into this shidduch. Right? That's what we discussed through from Moshe. You had such a story with one of your friends, right? So he wants to go, and one second. So that's exactly what Moshe discusses in the tshuva. Rush is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Nikra Rusha. But we have to learn Chazal, at what point it's Nikra Rusha. That's what
Hashem
we need to learn. Huh? Kodesh Baruch Hu is Avik Zavigin. No, head, one second, just one second. So Ramosha says, as long as it's only a discussion, and they haven't yet made a clear hachlota, an agreement, and Ramosha says why, because there are some terms that are not spoken. The terms can be not only, it could be they like each other, but they need to agree to financial terms. They want to still discuss certain financial questions. So Ramosha says, at that point, you're still allowed to go and go after the shidduch, Ramosha writes in the tshuva. If there's no agreed upon financial terms, and that's the tshuva, Ramosha says, it's a chaval, because we had all these tshuvas printed out for the oil, the Marmakaimers didn't make it. The tshuva is, in Evan Ezra, Simon Sadik, a chaval tshuva for Ramosha. Ramosha then goes into the Geshmaka subject of, afterwards, he has a few paragraphs where he discusses the concept of why some do Tanoim, some don't do Tanoim, and but Ramosha sort of says, very interesting in the truth, we were reading it together before, that if they announce themselves as Chosn Kala, then it would go into the discussion, which we said Shiyum already, the Night Behuda in Simon Nun, in Ebenezer there, about the concept of the Chirim Kadmoinim, I'm breaking a Shidduch, that's why there's a tremendous amount that people are Mephias. We discussed that in another Shir, right? Rapeshi even remembered what we discussed, that's by certain chassidim, they said it's better to get married and get divorced, right? Well, we had the whole discussion about that. Fine. So everybody said that's the first discussion that we have to have on this sugya. Tosfos, just as an aside, before we go weiter into the sugya, Tosfos throws out two other sugyas, which we spoke about extensively when we gave shiurim on Asagas Gevul. Taisus throws out that we all learned the Gemara in Bava Basra, Chafalav Amit Beis. What did the Gemara say in Bava Basra? You have a person who went, he set up a fisherman's net, and after he set up the fisherman's net, what happened? The another person comes and sets up another fisherman's net within close proximity, right? And the fish that's about to go to the other person, you go and you chop away those fish. So Tosfos asks the kasha, why is that different than Ani Mahapach B'Charora? So Tosfos says that goes into a different gether. He brings Rabbeinu Meir, the father of Rabbeinu Tam. If you remember, we really spoke about this a long time. In the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Simon Ayin Tess, the Chasam Sofer speaks about this extensively when he speaks about Hasagas Gvul. There the Tshuva was about stealing Svarim. But remember we had that when people went generally to print a sefer, so they got charomis in the hakdama to the sefer. They would write that nobody's allowed. The haskama became more of an issa that no one's allowed to print the sefer for the next 10 years to cover the course. But the idea was that a person is entitled to recoup the money of his investment. If you really want to go through the sugya well, there's a tshuva in the mashal simulamet vav. The mashal, part of it is only Mahapach B'Charora, but the mashal is very famous because he breaks the subject into arba roshim, four different subjects. One of them is mahapach. The other one he calls a concept called tircha, that in halacha, when a person put a significant amount of investment into obtaining a client to come in his direction, to a certain extent, that starts to belong to him. The discussion over there was because there's a Mishnah the Mishnah says in Peah about a poor person that climbs to the top of a tree, Ani Hamanakev Bereish Hazayas, and he starts to bang on the top of the tree, and then another person comes and he takes the fruit that falls on the bottom. So he says, what's the problem? Technically, the peri is still hefka. Why can't you do it? So the teretz is that it's really mutter. Why is it really mutter? Because why is it asa? Because it goes into the concept called tircha. What? Takonas chacham. Yeah, takonas chacham. Exactly. So the mashal takes this concept and he breaks it into four. One of the concepts is called mahapach. One of the concepts is called tircha. But I'm not going to go through all of those four subjects now because that's a totally separate discussion. Rabbi said, let's now just go into a bit of a different angle on this sugi here that the oil learned daf yomi. So what did you say? A guy that steals another person's shidduch, a heist arusha, yeah?
Arusha.
That was always...
Echt arusha,
right? So if I say arusha is a wonderful term, shagitz, arusha, whatever you want to call the other person.
It wasn't Bashir.
Could you give him an aliyah?
Gevaldige kasha. Can you give him aliyah? I would ask the kasha differently. Is he pusul or edis? Huh?
I don't
want to
get so.
Yeah, it's post latest because. Right. But Pashtis, from our perspective, where do we have enough gemina?
I don't say post latest.
Post latest, okay.
Well,
so let's.
Why are you going there? First of all, if she likes him, then the first shidduch wasn't good.
Yeah,
why
no such a thing like.
I have to tell you. I want to tell you a true story that Bididi Hava Ivda, a ma'aser that I once witnessed myself. One of the story goes as follows. I remember one time walking into Rabbi Belsky Zachar Lebrucha's house, and I heard a lot of noise in the house. So obviously, there was a good geshmaka din Torah that was ongoing. People were screaming at each other from all sides. And after a couple of minutes, I was waiting outside. A yid walks out and his fists are up in the air. He's excited. He's screaming. He says, "I won! I won! I won!" So the other person says, I looked at the guy and says, "What did you win?" He says, "The bezin paskin, what I purchased, I don't have to give it to the other guy." Okay, this is very, very exciting. A minute later, the other guy comes running out of the house. He says, "Rusha! Rusha! Rusha!" He screamed at the other guy, "Rusha!" Fine, okay, good. So now, my interest is piqued, and I walked in, I said, "What's it to do?" There was an entire between one person that stole an account from another person. So what happened? An account. The Bezin Paskin, that he was the only Mahapach B'Charura, he's Nikra Rusha. He's called a Rusha, but you can't force him to return it. So he went out and he said, "I won. I'm called a Rusha. I won. You hear?" So Rabbi Belsky Zachar Lebrucha called the person out back into the room. He said, "Listen." He said, "People spend their whole lives building their reputation. That's what you do. Your whole life, he says, politicians spend millions of dollars to get a good reputation, right? Hundreds of millions of dollars. Everybody wants to get a good reputation. You were zoich in the last 5 minutes to get yourself a label that Chazal call you a Rusha. So what you worked for your whole life, you just gave up in five minutes. He says, you call that winning? Yeah, but it's very interesting. So now, the reason why I'm mentioning it, you learn a Daf Gemara, and the Gemara says, Nikra Rusha. Oh, what's the end of this? I don't know. I can't tell you the end of the story. I didn't witness how this all played out. But you learn the Gemara, Nikra Rusha. So what does it mean, Nikra Rusha? So the Marit, on this Daf in Masechtas Kedusha, the Marit says, what does it mean, Nikra Rusha? So the Marit quotes, and if you look in the Pesachei Teshuva in Shulchan Aruch, he brings the whole discussion. He says, because Chazal say as follows. Chazal say that Vel Eishes Re'ei Loitime Ze Hayoyrid L'Nichsei Chaveiroi. And at the end of this Gemara, it says, Tzitkas HaTzadik Ulov V'Rishas HaRusha Ulov Tia. And therefore, so you see that this tzitkis and rishis are the lashon that Chazal use on the sugya of hayoyrid li'imnas chaveiroi. Therefore, it's nikra rasha. That's what the marit brings. Okay, so now it becomes the next shaila. So the person already is called a rasha. The shaila is, does Bezen have the koyach to be moitzi mamon? Can Bezen come and say, oh, you're a rasha, therefore what should you do? You should return it. You should return the item because you're Nikra Rasha or not. Rabbi, so now becomes a big machloikis in the earlier Achroinim. If you're allowed to say that Hayoy said you're a Rasha, you have a chiv to return it.
What chiv? It's just an obligation.
Oh, so most say the answer is no. Most say it's nice, it's Nikra Rasha, it's a personal obligation, but you don't have. There are Achroinim that disagree. What's very interesting is, there's a very famous Truvis, Masas Binyamin, which there's two very famous Truvis, which are written on that Mashal that I mentioned. There's a Masas Binyamin, and there's Yeshias Malkoi from Rabbi Shia Kutner. Right? There's a very beautiful Truva. Rabbi Shia Kutner says that we have a concept that even though it's Nikra Rasha, he writes it more by Yoidu Umas Chaveiro, and even though Bezen can't force this concept, but it says Bezen has the ability to be Makanoisoi. To Sant. I guess this is in the times that Bezen still had this power, that because it's like every mitzvah deraisa derabonon, right? You have it in Simon Bezen Choshen Mishpat, where even though the Bezen doesn't have certain powers, it's like a takona of the door or a takona of whatever is happening, they really have that koyach to come in and enforce. That's what it says in the Yeshua's Malka. The Masas Binyamin brings, and the Pesachei Teshuva brings it too, that what they would do is they would get up in the Besmedrash before Kriyas HaTorah, and they would make an announcement, who's Nikra Rasha?
You are Rashayim.
They would make an announcement, who's Nikra Rasha? So that's which leads us to another interesting discussion. The only remembers, we once had a shir on the sugya of Marufya. No, the only remembers what Marufya is. Huh? That's it. Marufya. Let me just remind you on what Marufya was. There's a tshuva in the Chavis Yor that the word Marufya comes from Lashon Ya'arfu Tal. Marufi means as follows, that a person has a steady drip. It's like tal, right? Geshem, you have to daven for. Tal is always there. Marufi means that there is a steady income that's coming from another direction. The difference between Marufia and Hasagas Gevul and all these different sugyas is, Marufia always came from a goy. The nafkamina is that when the business comes from a goy, there's less koyach of the bezen, because in this case, you have the koyach to deal with both sides. You can deal with the yid as the moicha, the yid as the koyner. So the bezen has two koyaches. In marufya, the bezen only has one koyach, the koyach over the consumer, the one who has the account. Historically, they had all kind of concessions that they took from the goyim. They had the kretschmer, they had the wine, they had whatever they did, they used to pay the government. We actually had it in Torah recently, a marufya case. A real Marufya case. There was this one yid that had the sales of four different stadiums, local stadiums from New York to Washington. He had four stadiums where he would sell the hot dogs. Yeah, it's a gross business, right? Don't kid yourself, huh?
Kosher.
But the person who
must be
kosher. Listen, Machna Shaveg. We found out by the entire that in one of the stadiums here, there's this on a regular basis, 9 minyanim for Ma'ariv.
Yes.
Okay, this is what we found out, huh? Do you imagine? Well, we were invited to come down to witness
players?
It. Well, we didn't go, huh?
Tennis
what?
Stadium, the baseball players are not included.
No, because it could be tough for me.
Tennis stadium.
Marcus Medina, okay. The Kitz HaMaisa. So they have these, and well, what happened was, there was one Yid had for 3 years, annual contract with the stadium. Another Yid came in.
With a bid.
And he, I'll talk about the bid another time, but he went and he figured out how to get the account away from the goy himself. This child is called Marufia.
From the goy.
Even if we, there's a machloikis, okay. And the Ramah brings 3 days. If we're done Dina de Marufia or we're not done Dina de Marufia, machloikis Rishonim, and even if we're done Dina de Marufia, can you enforce it? Or it's just a similar concept where it's Nikra Russia. Not a Russia, that's not what's brought down, but the Achronim say, like in those days that the Bezen had a Koyach, there was a concept of Machinoise.
What? Who took who to Din Toyah?
The person who lost the account took the other Yid. No. The person that lost the account took the other Yid.
One Yid lost the account.
Who lost the account went after the other Yid, and he said, I would like to. Marufia means an account that you're receiving from Goyim. That's what the definition of Marufia. Okay, everybody, so let's go back to our sugi here in Ani Mahapach. Comes Taisvis. The provider is a guy, and the two people competing are Yidin. That's the Shaila called. Marufia is when there's a steady account, Ya'ar Futal, that's the Shuvas Chavasyoy, that's where the Lashon comes from. The Lashon of. Listen, it's Kedai to see that same Shuva because he also says that the word Hasagas Gevul, he says, is also a borrowed term. Why is Hasagas Gevul a borrowed term? Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Hasagas Gevul is only by. Minatoyr is only by Karka. Asagas Gevul Menat Torah is never by business, number one. And he adds that Asagas Gevul by Karka has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Or Masa Gevul Rayeyu is Dafke in Eretz Yisrael. So they can't, in America, if you go and you move over the line for land, that's considered a Derabbana. Okay, everybody, so let's talk about two more Shailas, and then let's come to a very negated Shaila. The next question is as follows. Comes along the Orach HaShulchan, and the Orach HaShulchan throws out a fascinating case. We discussed till now Ani Mahapach B'Charora, which means that I'm going after your account, right? That you have already. Fine. Frek the Orach HaShulchan, what would be the halacha if you were trying to buy a house here in Flatbush and you already came to terms, you didn't make a kinyan, but you came to terms on the exact price. Let's take away the discussion of Taisvis, that it's a unique house that you can't find, but let's say it's a standard house. Taisvis said,
a binder?
Huh?
A binder?
Forget the binder. We have
a contract?
Okay, yeah, we have an understanding.
Meaning of the minds.
We have an you want to call it a binder? Not, right, a binder in halacha doesn't give any kinyan whatsoever. We have an understanding. Comes along another Yid. Another Yid takes it away. Because he goes and he puts in another bid. He didn't realize you have a deal.
But he pays more.
So that's the Shaila. He pays more. They like him more, but he takes it away from you. Comes along a third Yid. A third Yid finds out that you obtained the property by being a Mahapach B'Charora. So he says, if it was mutter for you to be Mahapach, it's mutter for me to be Mahapach. That's the Shaila Yoruch HaShulchan Kles. The Gevaldige Shaila, no? One second. So here's the Gevaldige Ora. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bracha is, right, that if you go and you steal back from a person that stole from you, you get a flavor of stealing. But remember, this is not Echt Geneva, this is Ani Mahapach. This is more ethics. I just want to read you. Im ha'acha ha'yishoygik shloyoda sharishin mahapach b'dov ezele knoisa v'kona eina rosha. Okay, stam. First piece that he throws out, he says, if you don't know that a person was mahapach, shloyoda sharishin mahapach b'dov ezele knoisa v'kona eina rosha imitz chasidus yilanich lefnei erishin gam b'chay gavna v'yesh omrim de mahapach b'dov yibo achva v'not loy yivo shlishi. This is the case that I just mentioned. Hashulchan wants to be mechadish, perhaps.
Honor among thieves.
The Hashulchan wants to taina that if you know the second person only has it mikoyach mahapech, you can perhaps come in and be the mahapach on him. Okay?
And you could be okay. You could
probably
be a tzaddik.
Listen, he doesn't mention it. I don't know if it's a tzaddik or not, but that's what he mentions. Let's talk about one more thing before, a third person. One more thing I want to talk about, but I just want to make sure everybody walks away having a clear understanding. The concept of Mahapach Charorah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, clearly has to be after there is Psikas Damim. What does Psikas Damim mean? That there is a clear understanding. If there's even one detail not worked out in the contract, a term, then there's no Psikas Damim. But I want to go through one more concept, which Tosfos throws out at the end. The Shail of Anam Mahapach Charorah, which we should perhaps spend more time on, but we'll just discuss it peripherally, as just a quick thought. In employment, there's two shilas that can come up. One shila can come up is, you know, another person has an unbelievable worker that's running his whole company. So you say, I wish I can have that very same worker to work for my company. That's shila number one. What's shila number two? The second shila is, you know another person has an excellent job, so you want to go and steal the other person's job. Both ways, this can be a shaila. What's the story? So Tosfos throws out the following cases. Let's just read the Tosfos. In Mikan Nira Lamareni Reb Yitzchak.
Balabatim fire a guy.
Wait, one second. Balabatim are always allowed to go look for new workers. One thing is clear. This we were reading before Reb Moshe Shuva. If you're the person who is the meduberes themselves, just like we want to give a protection to you once you have a deal, for you to obtain a deal, because it's a height. That no one's going to get in your way ever. Ramayish even wrote that by the Shaduchim, to say that the Chosin or the Kala, till they entered into the deal, are not allowed to approach somebody else, because then you're restricting them. That's Avadanat. But the Tosfos says two things. Number one, She'osel le'malamed lahaska atzmin le'balabayish she'yeshlo melamed acha be'besoy. You have a Rebbe, and you have a balabayas. In those days, the Rebbe used to come work for you in your house and learn with your children. So I go over to a certain person and say, I'm going to go hire me too. I'll also learn with your children. That's osa. Shemiachas shisochi yoim, yelecha malamed b'mokam achel l'shtakasham, im loy sheyoim balabayas, de'in return lakav ha-malamed shaloy. If the balabayas says, I don't want to keep the Rebbe, I'm hiring you, gizintahait. But to go and hire yourself by the balabayas and perhaps steal the other person's job, that would not be allowed. So, but again, it's a little tricky, because remember, Tosfos throws in the language, that go elsewhere to work. Okay, so remember, with Tosfos' shita, that's a little bit difficult to read in. Let's go a little weiter.
But if
the Balabayas comes to you and says, I want to hire you, there's no shaila. I want to get a new person. But the other way, for you to go to the Balabayas, that's for sure, Rasa. Next. Let me just finish the Tosfos. Avalim socha Balabayas melamed echad, yochabayas. This goes the other way now. The other way is that if the Balabayas goes and he hires a Malamed, and then the Balabayas says, I want to have a second Malamed working for me, then the second case, I didn't read it well. Avil, the second case is the Malamed, the Balabayas hires a worker. Another person can come along and say, I want to hire the same worker. Why? Because this second worker may work better with my children. The only thing which, again, we have to go through well, because Tosfos throws out, because this one will learn better with my children. If you learn the sugyas in Bava Basra well, when it comes to limudat Torah, there is greater protections and freedom. So the shaila is how this would work out in regular employment. But I say that's the sugya.
Could you advertise in the paper? I'm hiring workers. Is that also
anyone who's hiring is always allowed to do anything. It's only to go and I see you have a great position in somebody else's company. I want to go after your position as a shaila.
That's the question. Is the malamed allowed to put an ad in the paper?
Is that what?
He means that. If this malamed allowed to put an ad in the paper,
I'm available.
I'm the best. And what you mean? It's a small city, and there's only place for one malamed. Okay, Ms. Mimayan.
I will tutor your child.
What about me? Right, so this is a general discussion. You learned the Fiyami. This is now you have the...
Remember, there was... There used to be a guy called Crazy Eddie. He said he'll be...
Good to see you.
used to be a crazy edge. I'll be every price. Is he allowed to do that? In other words, you had the price, and they said, if you see it cheaper somewhere.